around here. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, can you say?
Don't be afraid. Wait a minute.
I'll put one out there. I don't care. Improv open mic on Thursday.
Yes.
Ain't nobody laughing at that thing.
Oh, that's a rough one.
If you ever do get a laugh there, though, you feel really good about it.
If you can make them just quiet. It's like, oh, yes.
Just turn around and look at you. Like, oh, okay, I got your attention.
I started off doing my first 5 years all bar shows in the Panhandle.
Oh, boy.
So it was just
That room in the Panhandle could be pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, the basement room?
Oh, yeah, that was my number one open mic.
What is the name of that place?
Back Porch.
The Back Porch.
Is that a gay bar?
No, wait. Kind of, sort of. Because Saturday night, it turned to a swinger location.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was under a Days Inn.
And it's in a basement in Florida, so it smells like feet.
In Pensacola, like under the bridge. You can literally see heroin at it's laying out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and that was the first.
That could be a tough room. I've headlined that room several times.
I have to.
Did you ever get solicited by any couples when you were around a swinger?
Yeah, a few times, especially since I've been doing comedy. A lot of times,
Florida comedy. Yeah,
Florida comedy. Yeah, a lot of guys. I have been at end of shows and guys come by. Man, my wife really love you, man. You should go talk to her over there. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, that's weird. I didn't understand it. Then I was like, oh, I get it.
Believe it or not, it's happened to me, but not I did a show for swingers, and I got propositioned, and which was weird because I'm like, it's you already have a fetish. Now you have a fat fetish on top of it because this is like way fatter version of me.
Yeah,
this is weird. Like I just imagine they were in the back and they're going, you know, it'd be fun. Jumping all over that waterbed. You want to do it? And I'd be like, quit it. His boobs are bigger than mine. He's like, I know. It's going to be nice. I want them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have four boobies in my face. This is going to be fun.
I have noticed that I have been fetishized a lot. And it was like, I don't like it when white dudes compliment my body.
That is wild.
Like nice shoulders.
So a black guy can do it and it's fine?
No, it's just no.
Damn, dog, you sexy as hell.
That's fine, but when white dudes do it, it feel weird. Like they want to auction me off. Like it's just
like they're sizing you up like you're on an auction block. Yeah, that's not good.
So wait, when you went and talked to the guy's wife?
Of course I talked to her.
Go on. There must be more to that story.
Back to that. Yeah.
It was just, you know, hey, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
And then they told me the rules and I was like, I don't think I'm.
Oh, what were the rules?
Some people would just be like, hey, he had to stay in the room.
Okay.
Stay ready with the button.
Just leaning on the dumb button, like family feud over here.
So wait. So it was one of those things like you could do whatever to this chick, but I have to watch.
Yeah, some people I have to watch.
That's a thing.
Okay, yeah.
Or like the video, your face won't be shown. It's weird. They have a lot of. I've been processed a lot.
Oh, they're recording it for it's for the memories.
It was like I'm not.
It's a keepsake.
So
I could be on OnlyFans with a thigh scar.
Okay.
So you did it.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is somebody listening that shouldn't know?
Okay. Who knows? It's been years.
Okay.
I thought I was getting propositioned by swingers one time at a comedy club, and they were talking with me, and they were being real nice, and they're like, hey, we want to take you out to dinner before the show tomorrow. You know, and I was like,
yeah.
And then they told me where. It was like this barbecue spot that I really wanted to try, so I was like, okay.
They bought me barbecue,
and they were really nice, and they never tried to have sex with me.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just cool.
Do you think you blew it? Maybe
I blew it, yeah.
They didn't like the way you were eating the ribs.
Yeah, like,
They took me out the next year when I came back too. They took me out for barbecue. They're just nice people.
You improve your skills. Yeah.
The husband didn't like how much you chewed the sausage.
Yeah,
it's like nah.
It's like he doesn't eat wings right.
Maybe they're waiting for you to make the move.
Maybe I don't know, but I'm
just
taking
over and grab the husband.
I'm taking free barbecue every time,
dude. At this point in my life, I'll take the barbecue over sex. You know what I mean? If it's a good barbecue spot. You're like, hey, man, you want my wife to go down on you or you want a slab of ribs from Wicked Oak? I'm like, you tell your wife to stay home, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm good.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
I'm getting older.
Sad to hear that.
I am getting older to that point where I'm just like, no, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
In my own bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll just have to wash my hands twice. You know what I'm saying? Wank, wank.
I got you.
Wow.
Whatever. Dude, I got the one time I could really remember. I was it was a show I was doing with Ralphie May a long time ago, and it was a sold out show. All of them were, and I don't want to say too much, but it was a local restaurateur and his wife. And
you're looking at me like I should know.
When I'll tell you off air, and you'll know the restaurant. But after the show, Like, they come up and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we love you. You're great. Da, 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 da. And then the guy's like, man, my wife really loves you. She loves big guys. That's why she's a big Ralphie May fan. And she thinks you're awesome, too. And I go, that's cool, man. She likes fat comedy. Cool. And he goes, yeah, man, like, you know, if you want to ever hang out and, like, have some drinks with us and stuff, you know, like, it'd be fun, you know? Like, what are you doing after the show tonight? You want to go have drinks and stuff? And I'm like,
man, I love drinks. Let's go.
But, like, and I'm so naive when it comes to that stuff, you know? Like, so I'm like, yeah, where at, you know? And he's like, probably just back at our house, you know? Like, we have a nice place over here in South Tampa, you know? Like, I got a full bar, you know, they're very wealthy, you know.
It doesn't sound bad, honestly. Doesn't sound like a bad situation.
I was still on board at this point.
That's not the black in me, but like, no, we don't really like being trapped in many places.
Right. So at this point, I was still on board. I was so naive. And then she walks up and she starts rubbing me on the back. Ooh. Like really rubbing me on the back. She goes, yeah, come on over. And I was like, oh. And then I didn't know what to do next. I didn't want to, like, because I was with the second wife and we were like, almost done at that point, so I was like in full cheap mode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were already like planning our separation, and I didn't know what to say. Like, so what exactly is going? His ding dong's not like I don't have to touch it, do I? Like,
that's a good question.
Are you going to be in the closet? And because I know that's
smoking a cigarette in the closet.
Whatever you want to do, I don't care what you're doing in there. You know, I don't care. Like if you walk in there with lotion, I don't care. But I don't want to. You touch me, and I don't want to touch him.
So how was it? What did you do?
I didn't do it.
Oh,
I didn't do it.
You wussed out.
I did wuss out. I was like, I didn't know what to do.
Got lost on the way there.
You didn't know what to do?
I didn't know the etiquette. I didn't know what to do. Yeah.
Got
to
ask questions.
Should have Googled it. Yeah, it's just communication.
It was like 2011. Google is barely around.
Did you ever do that swingers place, Caliente? Did you ever perform there?
Yes.
That's a weird experience.
I did that one, and that was nice. They had an actual nice club.
Yeah, it's a nice club in there.
The nudist.
But it's just like a lady will, like, you know, I'd be doing crowd work and scanning the crowd or whatever, and it is nudist. So you'd be like a woman will be clothed at one point, and then, you know, I'd talk over here, and then I come back this way, and she's just got one of her boobs out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, is that a signal? Like, I don't know. What does that mean?
That's so much weirder than having both boobs.
Yeah,
out.
She just took
just
one out.
One out is very distracting.
When you did it,
and they were nice too.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, I was like, okay, well, that's nice. Is that her way of saying that she likes my comedy?
Yeah, it's like a bat signal or something.
When you did it, did you get the like little speech by the manager before the show? Because like,
well, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I did it, and the manager comes up, and she's only wearing a skirt. And she comes up and she's like, okay, really excited to have you. She's very professional. She's just wearing a skirt, nothing else. And she's like, you know, all we ask, like, do your comedy. There's no restrictions. Only thing we ask is that you don't bring up the fact that some people aren't wearing clothes. They want to be treated like any other comedy audience. They don't want that to be
part of it.
That's
the taboo, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
So if you could do that, please don't do it. And the whole time, I'm looking at these big old jugs, right? And, like, I couldn't help it. After she does this, like, two-minute spiel, I go, you know I'm looking at your boobies right now, right? And she's like, that's what I don't want you to do right there. And I said, okay, I'll try. And the first thing, I get on stage, and there's an old man sitting in a front row, only wearing a shirt. And this guy has not trimmed his pubes in his entire life, and they are gray. Like, and
gray
his,
bush.
Yeah, and his ding dong had freckles like Morgan Freeman, right? Whoa. And I was just like, as soon as I grabbed the microphone, I go, oh, God damn. So I just start talking about his ding dong and his wiener hair for like a good minute and a half. I couldn't help it. It was just too much.
It's, you know what, though? Like, if you're going to be nude, then be nude. But if you're Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah, the Porky Pig style.
Yeah, you're begging to be made fun of. I mean, that's so weird.
I said his junk looked like Albert Einstein. I mean, I just went in on it, dude. And it was, the crowd loved it.
There's always like one guy wearing like a tuxedo jacket and a bow tie, but then like no shirt or pants.
No, that should be disallowed. Yeah. It's all or nothing at these places.
Now,
should be anyways.
Did you do the white trash version of Caliente across the street?
The summer camp one?
There's a trailer park.
Yeah, Lake Como family.
Yeah!
It's Lake Como family nudist
it's
resort.
A family all one.
Right, gonna and, Google that.
Well, they have and look, I'm not calling them.
Yeah,
white
it's like
trash.
It's like summer camp.
They're not white trash, but it's like it's a different vibe than the Caliente. It's like a
I don't think there's a whole lot of like swingers parties at that one. Well, maybe
they have where they did the comedy. It was in the on a dock bar that's like sitting in the middle of the lake.
Yeah,
and I did it in June. And Matt,
I did it in January, so I didn't get any nude people.
Matt Fernandez was featuring for me. It was 95 degrees outside. We're two fat guys in the middle of a lake, and everybody there was over 50 and fat and completely naked.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And it was like 4th of July weekend or something, so it was July. And this lady, this like 300-pound lady, painted her boobs, her belly, and everything. I'm an American flag.
Nice. Patriotic.
And I was like, I've never, ever wanted to root against my country so much in my life.
Man, that's the beautiful side
of
America.
My God, it's horrible.
A big flag.
I was like, nobody's folding that flag ever, ever, ever. That thing is not flipping in the wind. But I was so sweaty in that show. It was two different vibes. We'll just say that. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. This, see how radio works? We're going to do news stuff, and then we start talking about swingers and boobies, and we have a half hour left of the show. Will?
That's amazing. I was just looking at the Lake Cuomo Family Nudist Resort reviews. Uh-huh.
Look, I don't want to...
How are the reviews?
I'm not dogging the place.
Actually, yeah.
Like one star.
It seems like a fun place. Everybody was nice.
I was trying to find a one star. I don't want to disparage. I did find one from June 2018 from Linda O. She wrote, "Absolutely nasty.
Oh.
I would not stay here again. The sheets were so dirty. They looked like someone had gotten down and dirty on them before we checked in."
Of course they did.
Yeah.
I snapped a picture, showed it to the front desk, and they even thought it was nasty.
What a prude.
The manager, Renee, was like, you got clean sheets. What's the problem?
It was her sheets. Don't mess with Renee.
She was so far from compassionate about the issue. Very sad because we enjoyed our visits in the past. Well, Linda, I mean, you got new sheets.
Yeah, you complained and they fixed it.
Yeah.
What's a five star?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.